I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday and welcome to our Tune In Tuesday practice of this week. I am really happy about the practice that I'm going to share with you today because I did this practice earlier this morning and it left me feeling so amazing, just with a sense of empowerment and accomplishment and feeling really, really good. So I'm excited about today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What we're going to do today for our contemplation practice, and as you know, you can either choose to just sit and contemplate this on your own. You can also journal on it or find a friend to share. I want you to take a moment to contemplate a change that you were longing to make happen that you actually did. Ooh, let's sit with that for just a moment right now. A change that you were longing to happen. So maybe something earlier this year or a little while back that you actually made happen. Sit with that right now and just see where your awareness takes you. It doesn't have to be this huge, life-changing, massive thing. It can be something small in your day-to-day, or it can be one of those life-changing moments. You know, 2020 really brought us a lot of transformation. So for me personally, the first thing that comes to mind is how earlier this year, I was longing to slow down. Of course, I had no idea what 2020 would bring and all the many challenges and struggles and the complete shift of everything that came our way. But I was sitting with that massive longing to change my life. And when I was contemplating this morning, that what is a change I wanted to make that I actually made happen? And it clicked for me for the first time all year, that dream of a slower life, I'm actually living it now. And it's not just on a surface, you know, kind of level where I changed my schedule a bit or I'm working less. No, I actually changed something inside of me. So that longing that I had back then, it's no longer a longing. It's something that I'm actually living. And it was so wonderful to sit with that, to acknowledge that, hey, I made that change happen. So what is that change for you? What is that change? It could also be a dream or a goal or a shift of some kind that you were really longing for at one point that you actually brought forth in your day-to-day life, that you actually manifested, that you actually made happen. Ooh, it's so powerful to contemplate this because I think we're all very quick to have big dreams and goals and plans. And then the moment we actually check something off the list, if it's small or big, or the moment we actually make a shift, we're on to the next thing, right? We're always striving to grow and to improve and to feel better. But what about the shifts that we have already made? What about the leaps that you have already taken? What about the work you have already put in? Today really is a day to sit with that and honor that, honoring yourself and all the massive transformation that you have seen inside of yourself this year. Because that stuff, it didn't happen easy. right? It didn't happen by accident. You made this happen. You created this life. And these beautiful shifts and changes that you can actually experience now, they came from you. So give yourself that moment right now to just hold and honor and be with that. What a feeling. I also think it's incredibly empowering to remind ourselves of the changes that we have made happen in our lives that are positive, because it gives us that extra bit of energy to continue pursuing the things that we are longing for now. Sometimes it might feel like nothing is happening or things are moving slowly, but there are a million things in play right now, conspiring for you, moving mountains for you, so many things shifting all around you, all of it aligning with that internal shift and the internal work that you are doing every single day. So let this practice really just remind you of the fact that you are powerful. And whatever it is you are longing to create, just look at what you have created, what you have changed in your life already. There's nothing that you can't do. I hope you feel really good at the end of this practice. So if you want to journal on it, a great prompt is this: a change I was longing for that I made happen is. A change I was longing for that I made happen is. Give yourself at least 15 minutes to journal on that, and then just sit in silence for a moment, contemplating where you were then and where you are now. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. I hope you have a good practice, and Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.